B-Pod Studios.
Pat, you have all the takes for us, my friend?
Yeah.
What's up, Pat?
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
We'll start off with Joe Kelly. He was suspended for his actions for 8 games, which is the equivalent of 22 games in a regular season. So to recap, that's 8 games for Kelly and 0 games for a team that cheated baseball.
The World Series stealing Houston Astros. Here's my take on this one. It's very simple. First off, it wouldn't be 8 games if the benches didn't clear, because this was a COVID thing more than it was a throwing at person thing. And as I said yesterday on Twitter and earlier on the show today, Rob Manfred's probably sitting somewhere going, I told you no one should punish the Houston Astros. Even the players that are trying to take it upon themselves, like Joe Kelly. That's my take on that. Bob, what's your take on the Dodgers and their suspension?
8 games is ridiculous.
Okay.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Jamie, take.
Too many games. Should have been 2 at the most.
I agree. What else you got, Pat?
He's going to appeal it, by the way.
Yeah,
and I hope they do the right thing there, and they probably won't.
In an attempt to find the next Yao Ming, the Chinese government was running an NBA facility where players were physically beaten.
Yeah, now, somebody just came at me for this on Twitter. I mean, came at me. They're just like, well, did you see the NBA story with Silver? You want to praise Silver? I'm like, I blame more China than I do the NBA. Don't get me wrong. There's other things that the NBA has done in the past with China that I at least frowned upon, right? This is something that seems like it was more China run than it was NBA run.
But if you're going to lend your NBA name,
you have
to know what's going on there.
But here's where I'm not going to lend my NBA name or my name to anywhere. Communism. So that was probably the wrong move by the NBA. But a lot of money was tied up there, so they said, let's give it a shot. I give credit to the American coaches that were over there saying, can you stop kicking players in the stomach?
Yeah.
Can you stop throwing basketballs off their faces? Can you stop making them cry? Can you give them an education? The NBA looks stupid, no doubt about that. Giving your name to that is bad. But as far as the bad stuff goes, I guess China's going to China. So stay the hell away from them.
Agree.
Yeah. And all right, we'll move on to the Chiefs, all right?
Okay.
They won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they did.
They're a good team. And one of the key players was Damian Williams, but he has opted out. And suddenly, Clyde Edwards-Helaire became a first-round pick in fantasy football drafts.
It's got my draft in a couple of weeks.
I was thinking about Helaire, the rookie running back out there, the other day. Because if you went back to this time last year, he was projected to maybe be like a fifth-round draft pick.
Yeah.
And he played his way into being a first-round draft pick.
These
college kids are going to... I don't think they're going to play, and I think a lot of them are going to lose a lot of money because of it.
He had an argument to be the Super Bowl MVP, Damian Williams. Don't get me wrong. Patrick Mahomes was clearly the MVP.
No, yeah, but you're right, though, yeah.
There was an argument for Damian Williams there because he had a receiving touchdown, I believe, and a rushing touchdown, well over 100 yards, total yards from the line of scrimmage. Like, yeah, he had a good case. And when I saw that name yesterday, I went, oh, damn.
Yeah, to echo Jamie's point about the college kids, Joe Burrow was not a first overall pick last year.
That whole LSU team, made a lot of money this year.
I mean, there's if they don't have a college football season, there's going to be some absolute steals in the late round.
Well, it's
because
funny
of this.
A college kid yesterday, Virginia Tech kid, I forget his name. Who was the first?
He's projected
never mind.
First
never mind. Never mind. Go ahead, Pat.
And we'll move on.
You're excited. Look at these nipples. Anyway.
We'll move on to Virginia Tech.
Yes.
Oh, what happened there, Pat?
There's something happened at Virginia Tech.
What happened?
Yeah, no, and I'm sure neither of you and none of you guys have seen this, but cornerback and projected first-round pick Caleb Farley has opted out for the upcoming year. You can't really blame him, though, after Rutgers and Penn State joined the likes of Oklahoma and LSU with college football teams that have experienced an outbreak of the coronavirus. So he's opting out, and he is going to spend the entire year simply training for the combine and the NFL draft.
Okay, hey, you know, good for him for that. My heart last year, and by I say last year, I mean last, like, baseball season, basketball season, football season for a lot of the kids, even high school kids that didn't get a prom, like, their seasons were canceled. They might never play an organized sport again. I feel bad for those guys. I feel really bad for college players that really felt like this might be their year to really prove their worth to an NFL team, and they might not get that opportunity. My heart literally goes out to you. Not to the universities themselves. Oh, God, no. It really just goes out to the players. I have no problem with this whatsoever. I think he might be one of the first to do this in the NCAA. He's not going to be the last, that's for damn sure.
That's a good story, Pat. I'm glad you picked up on that, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate the assist, Bob. I really
do. No problem.
Now, Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
He's a quarterback.
He's an MVP, yes.
He was named the number one player in the NFL Top 100. Now, this has been a heavily debated list, mainly because Carson Wentz was left off of it.
Yes.
Do you agree?
No.
Then who should have been?
Patrick Mahomes.
Carson Wentz.
No. Patrick Mahomes should have been number one on this list. Look, Lamar Jackson's great. It's 1 year. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, show me again.
Yeah, like, do it again. I understand he's a reigning MVP. So, yeah, you want to talk about, like, top two, or excuse me, top three?
Careful.
What?
I'm not even convinced I would take Jackson over Wentz
I don't
yet.
Think we bitched when... Carson Wentz was vaulted to number three after his 17 season.
Oh, you mean
that
the year
was really the
he
only
won the MVP?
So that was 2 years.
Okay,
in the league?
Lamar Jackson.
He was 2 years in the league.
Well, technically, Lamar Jackson's two years in the league.
Oh, yeah, like it's kind of the same thing.
Number one and number three. There's a big difference, though.
Yeah, I agree. Number one, no
way.
If
you put Lamar Jackson number three, I don't blink an eye.
Yeah, right.
Putting him one, I go, hey, Patrick Mahomes plays football.
Patrick Mahomes still the best player in the NFL.
He does play football. That's not in the take segment, but I can confirm.
Hey, the hot take. No, the take segment is not the hot take segment, Patrick. All right.
Well, I don't even know what to say. I don't want to steal his thunder during his segment. Right. So I'm just going to
really
keep quiet.
Point. Yeah.
So what's your ruling? What's your take, Pat?
I thought this was ridiculous. I thought Patrick Mahomes should be number one. As you guys said, he plays football. He owns a baseball team, but he plays football.
Yeah, that's how good he is. He's so good at football, he owns baseball.
I do agree with Bob, though. We got so outraged over Wentz being left off, but we had no problem. And immediately the outrage was, well, these guys don't really watch football. I mean, they play it, but how much they watch it, you can't give credence to it. But when Wentz was number three, we were like, yeah. That's our guy.
Well, yeah, that's the way it works, Pat. Yeah.
I'm aware. I just find it funny. It's never going to not
we
be funny to me.
We hate PFF when they're against us and love them when they support us.
These guys even know sports.
They don't even watch it.
But here's the thing, though. When it comes to this list, this is the perfect shred of evidence. This is a perfect piece of evidence for the fact that these guys don't do any research. Because all they did was go, oh, Lamar Jackson's the MVP, so I guess he's number one. No. What about a guy that has been the MVP? What about a guy that's a Super Bowl MVP, a Super Bowl champion, and has done it for multiple years, and also just got rewarded with one of the biggest contracts in the history of sport? That would require a second thought.
And a team owner now.
Team owner.
Can't forget that.
That's right.
Now, the Denver Nuggets, and just grab your tinfoil hats with this.
Okay, go for it.
The Denver Nuggets had to have a talk with Michael Porter Jr., who is busy in the bubble making tinfoil Mickey ears. Because Michael Porter Jr. thinks that COVID-19 is being used to, quote, control the population. His conspiracy theories have gotten so out of hand, apparently, that the Denver Nuggets brass had to actually sit him down and go, Mike, let's have a conversation about this. You sound nuts.
Let me just say this. I
wanted the Sixers to take him so bad.
Oh, no, I would take him in a heartbeat.
Jamie loves Michael.
Ain't the question, right? Okay.
Cool.
But have you talked to somebody from Colorado recently?
I don't know anyone in Colorado, Mark.
You don't know anyone in Colorado?
I barely know people here.
It files under the is this real category.
So you mean to tell me that the state that has approved marijuana use is a little nuts sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. Funny. You would think everyone would, like, of all the places to, like, you know, just kind of stay home and chill. Colorado would be the place to do that, no?
I would think. It just seems like this wasn't a Colorado-induced conspiracy theory. He might just believe this stuff.
He'd just be nuts. Where is he on whether or not the Earth is flat?
I don't know that.
We should find that out.
That'll be tomorrow's take segment that Bob will tease.
Yeah, did you see what Flat Earth Guy did? I don't want to steal anything from Pat here.
Oh, what?
But what Kyrie Irving did?
Oh, I don't have this in the take segment. So
right,
go ahead.
Oh,
so
go ahead. Yeah.
He donated $1.5 million to the WNBA and any players that decide to skip the season because they're, you know, at risk. He basically threw money in the pool and was like, here, ladies. It's yours if you need it.
That's a great thing. I didn't like his caveat, though. His caveat was, you have to say the Earth is flat. You have to join his flat.
Yeah, but for as nuts as he is, that's an incredibly cool move.
No, that really is cool.
Look, you can be crazy and still have cool moves. You don't have to be separate with that.
You can still be out of your mind, but nice.
Yeah. I know a lot of crazy nice people.
There you go.
Look at Jamie.
Look at people.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What else you got?
Andrew, I don't know if you guys saw this. Andrew McCutchen put a Twitter troll on blast, as only Andrew McCutchen could. Okay, now, I'm paraphrasing here, but the troll did the very creative, oh, you're hitting zero for the season. Why don't you actually work on your game? Which, zero for the season, that's a series he's had.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew McCutchen shoots back basically saying something the equivalent of, thank you so much for checking in. I really appreciate it. I've now worked tirelessly on my game because of you. you're winning or something to that effect. But he completely obliterated the guy.
Well, here's what you shouldn't do. Don't mess with Andrew McCutchen on social media. He's got game. And by the way, he's not going to hit. He's not going to hit .00.
I think I got my swagger back
For the season. So I'm not.
He's
worried
in an 0-for-9 slump.
I'm not worried about Kutch.
He gets on base though.
Yeah,
and he's a personal friend of the show.
He is a personal friend of the show.
So we will defend.
As
our
is
friends.
His uncle.
Yeah, uncle. Yep. Yeah,
did you
absolutely.
See Uncle Larry was in the stands?
I did not see Uncle Larry in the stands.
Yeah, the cutouts behind the first base.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not Uncle Larry. It's Andrew in the throwback, like the baseball card picture.
Oh yeah.
Where he's got the cup in his hand when he's on the DL.
And, that I did see. Okay.
Yeah, very cool. So that's in one of the seats behind first base.
I just found out one of our friends who's a doctor in Philly is one of the behind the
very cool
people. Exactly.
Do I know this doctor? Anthony Fauci?
Yes, you do. I think you do. Dr. Allison. I like that. What do you got? What else you got, Pat?
Finally, on this day in history, George Steinbrenner was ordered by Commissioner Faye Vincent to resign as the club's general partner while banning him from running the day-to-day operations of the Yankees. Do you remember why this happened?
Do I remember why it happened?
Yeah.
What year was it?
1990.
Did it have anything to do with Billy Martin?
No. So Dave Winfield was traded by the Yankees.
Oh, okay.
And George Steinbrenner hired a guy to dig up dirt on Dave Winfield. Because George Steinbrenner's that petty of a guy. And the commissioner found out about it and banned him. And then they took it back, obviously. But he was so petty that he hired a... And the private investigator apparently wasn't that great of a guy. Like, he was kind of skeevy. Not Michael Porter Jr. level,
understood.
But... He tried to dig up dirt on Dave Winfield after he traded him.
Do you remember when Major League Baseball commissioners had cojones? Do you remember those days? Remember they had those when they had the guts?
Not in my lifetime.
Not in your lifetime, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, sorry.
Pat Egan, that's all the takes. Thank you very much, my friend.
All right, I'm going home.
Another great job, Pat. Thank you.
Just thanks so much, Bob.
You got it.
Wonderful job.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.